From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The Joint Commission, responsible for monitoring both sides' compliance in the international agreement on Iran's nuclear program, moved forward today with its first meeting. Amid optimism, the plan can roll out by the end of the year. The meeting brought together officials from Iran and the U.S., Britain, France, Germany, Russia, China, and the European Union one day after the so-called Adoption Day, when both sides took their first formal steps toward implementation. After today's session, Iran's nuclear negotiator Abbas Araghchi expressed optimism that implementation will take place by December 31st. On Sunday, President Obama said he ordered his government to start preparing to lift sanctions, and the EU passed legislation allowing members to start looking at bringing sanctions to a close. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned against vigilantism today, saying no one must take the law into their own hands. That statement one day after an Eritrean man died when shot by an Israeli police officer who believed him to be a second perpetrator in a deadly stabbing attack on an Israeli soldier. A crowd standing nearby then beat and kicked Mulu Habtom Zerhom, who died of his wounds. University of Middle East scholar Jonathan Edelman says Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, known as Abu Mazen, and Mr. Netanyahu have failed as negotiators.
I think it's a failure of leadership. And it starts on the Palestinian side, of course, with Abu Mazen, who's almost 80 and wants to retire to his house in Amman, Jordan. And on the Israeli side, the feeling that they're isolated after losing out on the Iran deal.
The wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis began when rumors swept through Palestinian areas that Israel was planning to take over an East Jerusalem holy site that is sacred to both Muslims and Jews. This is VOA News.